What's up? You back in the studio with Baynet Radio, and we have my wonderful bestie to the left of me.
Yo, what it is, man? It's your boy, man, KB Bish at Heavy Mixin.
It's a lifestyle. And of course, I'm Empress Journey, and today I am super, super, super excited because for the first time ever, we have one of my favorite artists on the line with us, and we're going to do a whole getting to know you show. So this is definitely one that you need to save under the people you need to be blasting right now. Not now, but right now.
Yeah.
So we have Mr. Hassan Salam. Oh, I messed up the name. Hassan, don't be mad at me. Salam. Did I get salam? I have a problem with my S's. I've been working on it since a youth. Hey, I was in speech classes. How you doing today, sir?
I'm blessed, you know. It's finishing up a few bars right now.
Really? I'm super, super excited because you have... Okay, so I have to tell the people how I actually was introduced to you originally. And this is going to take you back because we didn't actually start communicating for years after this. But I was originally introduced to you by Mr. Rugged and Raw. You know that's my homie.
Rugged and Raw.
We've been going way, way, way back since I had the 3D Afro. He only had 1D. I had to put it out there. But you were on his track, Broken Proud. And I love that song. How did that collaboration come about? Your line is one of my favorites on that track. He said he in the same place as you are. I'm just here for free. Man. If that's not my life.
Yeah, it is. If it's free, it's for me. I fuck with shit like that.
But for sure. So I want to take a medium break just to let the people hear the intro that I had so they won't be in the closet. So we're going to throw in Broken Proud right there.
Word up. I'm broke. I don't got no money. I don't got no credit. I take every shortcut I can. But I got my health, the coolest hair. I does my thing. I'm a superstar, son.
Rush to death and my brand explodes. Girls say cause I can't get dough. Can't see themselves but a man is broke. It feels like a curse that I can't let go. Don't judge me, I ain't lazy. Party City is the dead in that pace, man. Only way that I'm riding dirty. Get the pissy cars and the train gon' take me. If I ever do the damn thing clubbing, no dollar bills, just man change stunting. People looking, can't say nothing. I think I sweat up in a champagne bucket. No money, that's why I'm mad. Need a living, that's why I rap. I don't lie, you see my stomach. I freeload a lot, that's why I'm fat. $20 got a hole for the week. Still same coat with a hole in the sleeve. Penny pinching ain't dope, as you think I save my quarters while clothes in the sink. I'm cheap, can't brag about what I got. My 5-star meals come from my high. Believe I keep it simple, still play CDs, fuck your iPod. My phone bill still ain't paid, Verizon's just gonna have to wait. I damn my service pedals, I'ma need overtime to set this straight. But I'm still gonna rock regardless, this is the life of a starving artist.
No dough to go around, but I still hold it down. And I'ma show you how, say it loud, I'm broken proud. No dough to go around, but I still hold it down. And I'ma show you how, say it loud, I'm broken proud.
You roll like I roll and you roll broke. $5 in a gas tank trying to coast. To all y'all trying to post, there's a big fuck you in my line of notes. That's right, I'm broken proud. Take a while and stretch it out. If you know what I'm talking about, then you hit negative in your bank account. My bed folds into the couch. Landlord looking so the lights stay out. Rent's been laying in a check done bounce. So I'm waiting till it's dark just to dip from the house. Got bills and debt, so what? All I got is my word and my nuts. Bill collectors ain't getting no buck. Take a number, when I'm dead, you can dig me up. No rims, not custom kitted. Just a whole lot of smoke, so the window is tinted. Love my hoopty, y'all don't hit me, though. One blow, speaker and a Walkman stereo. No Louis 14 for me. Never put a penny in the VIP. If you really wanna know where I be, same place you at, I'm just there for free. Five-figure discount work for me. Nobody gotta do dirt for me. Grind got a little more urgency, cause I got no insurance for emergencies. Stomach's on me, but I rock regardless. This is the life of a starving artist.
No dough to go around, but I still hold it down, and I'ma show you how. Say it loud, I'm broke and proud. No dough to go around, but I still hold it down, and I'ma show you how. Say it loud, I'm broke and proud. I ain't boasting lots of cheese. I don't go on shopping sprees. I don't even buy Tropicana. Tropical fantasy's fine for me. There's not a lot I can make possible. Only cheap ideas in the arsenal. I take a tick to the museum. Looks nice and then Mr. Beast's optional. When stress starts to weigh down heavy, vacation is necessary. What do? I pack my bags. Weekend cruise on the Staten Island Ferry. Most rappers live in a facade. Flash running jewels for making another song. My food balls on the floor, I yell 5 second rule and piss it up to God. Some of y'all just ain't believing. When I walk, my shoes be speaking. Yes, yes, all I see shining. Them ain't grills, my teeth ain't cleaning. No cable TV on the premises. What you know about me and these images? I be on that show off shit. Get Xbox, though, how you like my Genesis? These times are always getting hard. Neither run a port or need a better job. Visa takes kids at 18, I don't need that debt. Fucking credit card, I'm still gonna rock regardless. This is the life of a starving artist. No dough to go around, but I still hold it down, and I'ma show you how. Say it loud, I'm broke and proud. No dough to go around, but I still hold it down, and I'ma show you how. Say it loud, I'm broke and proud. Still hold it down, and I'ma show you how. Say it loud, I'm broke and proud. No dough to go around, but I still hold it down, and I'ma show you how. Say it loud, I'm broke and proud.
All right, so you have actually had such a interesting, to say the least, career, because you do more than just MC. But I want to touch on some of your lectures. You actually are a lecturer, and you've gone to different colleges and universities. How did your lecture series start, and what do you talk about?
Well, honestly, it started from a meeting, but I was on the radio. I can't even remember what show. It's been a minute, but the hostess was asking me about hip hop and my thoughts on hip hop, and I love music in general. Like, I'm just a big music fan. Especially when it comes to the music of our people here in the United States, because I feel like our music has always been a weapon against the oppression that we face every day, which is what led to the title of my other CD, Music Is My Weapon, right? So I was just building on, like, the blues, spirituals, jazz, rock and roll, soul music, house music, hip-hop, all the things that we've created here that we've used as a way to show the world that, you know, despite what the media say about us, despite what this government try to do to us, we are still, like, just the son of man shining from across the globe where we were stolen and brought to. So
word.
What I talk about, to be honest with you, I go in depth talking about how the spirituals are hidden messages to help people escape off the plantation and get their freedom, and how that translated itself all the way to hip hop, where, you know, the drums are talking drums the same as they were in Africa, you know, like, as a kid, I learned about Los Angeles and Houston and Chicago and all these places I've never been before through hip-hop, you know, and they learned about Jersey and New York from us, so it's kind of like that whole, just use of how powerful drums are in our culture, how music is in our culture, and how we use it to get free, and how we keep using it, you know what I mean? You look at everything that's going
NWA.
About the brutalization of our people by the police. If you can find songs about it in jazz, you can find songs that date back years and years that talk about this brutalization. So, you know, whereas some people now are just coming to the realization, like, that this is what's going on, you know. Before social media told it, we told it. So I think our music continues to be such a powerful driving force that, you know, it just needs to be taught. And that's what I do with the lecture. Just really build on the amazing artists and the amazing art forms that have come out of our culture and our people.
Truly. And when you said you talk about going back to Africa and going back to the motherland and the holy lands, you actually went to the Palestine. So how I saw that you you went to a funeral for a baby. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I've been to Africa and I've been to Palestine. Palestine is really Northeast Africa. Don't let nobody tell you any different.
Word.
They put a Suez Canal there. It doesn't mean that Africa doesn't still exist, you know. And there are people there that have been there for thousands of years that look like our ancestors from other parts of Africa, and they look like our cousins, brothers, and sisters right here, right now. So all that Middle East talk is bullshit. But while we were there in Palestine, we were doing a documentary on what it means to be black in the Holy Land, and we were staying in Babaka in a refugee camp, and not too far from us, some Israeli firebomb a Palestinian home, and they killed an entire family. And the parents had passed away, and one of the little boys had passed away while we were there. And there was a funeral for one of the boys, and they knew that we were there, they knew why we were there, so they invited us to come and see what genocide looks like. People are facing genocide right now. They live in an open air prison and they're subject to treatment by, look, Israel. That results in very little. I think a lot of the Palestinians were glad to have us there because they relate their struggle to our struggle here. And I could see everything that they were talking about while we were there. It was honestly one of the most saddening and sexing experiences I've ever been to. No one ever wants to go to a funeral for a baby. You know, and you know, things happen in the world where children die of disease and things like that. But to know that a human being burned this child to death just because of their culture, because of their religion, because of the color of their skin, is like the most disgusting thing you could possibly imagine. To see the strength of the family and the strength of the community that was there, and everybody coming out to just be there for the family, shows the strength and the fortitude of humanity. But it's sad when we have to see that at the opposite side of the coin to the most disgusting levels of humanity at the same time.
It's so sad that such a saddening situation brings the community together, but ultimately it probably does make their community that much stronger. Much like over here, the way people are coming together due to the police brutality and the craziness that's going on right here in our own states. And you actually touched on that on Jericho, and I actually super like this song for many reasons, but you actually have friend to the show Hezekiah on there, as well as Immortal Technique as well. What made y'all want to come together to bring this message forward?
Well, I had checked the beat from Hezekiah. I got linked up with him through the homie Range the Messenger.
Yes, love Range. Friend to the show as well.
Yeah, that's a brother. I was just building with him yesterday, real briefly. I met Hezekiah through him and just heard a bunch of tracks, and that particular one their names because they were murdered before it became hashtag. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I wanted people to
know their names and know their stories as well, and also relate that to, you know, from it hasn't changed since I was a youth. You know, it's
just more on the platform.
It's getting worse. I mean, I think it's getting worse, but it's always been awful. It's always been beyond where it should be.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that
me and Bishop actually had that same talk.
You know, the system itself is kind of eating itself alive.
It is.
Because hypocrisy only begets more hypocrisy. You know, so it's like all these bricks that they built, all these hypocritical brick, that there's no foundation, it's hollow. So it's only going to collapse at some point. And I think that those walls are just related to Jericho, you know?
Yeah. Definitely. So I think this will be a great opportunity to go ahead and put Jericho in.
Come on! Come!
Fuck how you feel about me. Say what you will about me. But let's see how you feel when the walls come tumbling down. When the walls come tumbling down, yeah. When the walls come tumbling down, down, down.
Check, check.
When the walls come tumbling down, yeah. When the walls come tumbling
they
down.
They say racism in America's over. We tell that to the pigs when they pulling me over. No eye contact, just a gun out the holster. Plantation overseers, prisons filling their quota. They call us niggas, they call us thugs. Said we all good for nothing and we all sell drugs. They call for blood, they call in the squadron. But I am Oscar Grant, I am Trayvon Martin. Jelani Manigo and Philip Pinell. Invisible man faces at the bottom of the well. We've been through hell, still seen eternal life in Henrietta Lacksell. These Uncle Toms been corrupting the biz. And it's word to the wire under Al Sharpton's wig. Pigs still shoot us in the back though, regardless of them nigga tweets from Gwyneth Paltrow. How low do we go to fit in? Killing ourselves, even bleaching our skin. Racism been stayed right on track, and none of it changed just because the president's black. Fuck that.
Fuck how you feel about me. Say what you will about me. But let's see how you feel when the walls come tumbling down. When the walls come tumbling down, yeah. When the walls come tumbling down, down, down. When the walls come tumbling down, yeah. When the walls come tumbling down.
They wanna condition your brain when they get in there to make you believe that the walls always been there. Persevere in the game without getting your flesh torn. Gotta get to a square that's not on the chessboard. Invisible walls, classism and privilege that are taller than apartheid walls you live with. Government's a business clouded in smoke, and when you're broke only real choice Pepsi and Coke. Motherfuckers built a wall for every reason alive, but then change the reason when they get you inside. They built a wall to try to keep terrorists out, and it becomes symbolic of what terrorism's about. Build a great wall for barbarians, your neighbors, and it's trampled by tourists 1,000 years later. Now they built a wall to keep immigrants out, but want to pick and choose the immigrants they talking about. Bitch, Jericho's walls came tumbling downward. The hand of God turns rock and metal to powder. Rebellious minds, I need you to think louder before they police every thought they encounter. Jericho's walls came tumbling downward. When empires fall, you see who laid the groundwork. You think the spark of revolution's an outburst? I guess before Jericho, we come to your house first.
Fuck how you feel about me. Say what you will about me. But let's see how you feel when the walls come tumbling down.
Immortal Technique, Hassan Salam.
When the walls come tumbling down, yeah. When the walls come tumbling down, down, down. When the walls come tumbling down, yeah. Tumbling down.
Now Jericho is off of your new project, Life in Black and White. You do an awesome job at letting us, the fans, the listeners, in on this particular project deeply on your real life, your feelings, and how you actually grew up. And you have a song called Father's Day, where you actually go deep into your relationship with your father. Is that the authentic relationship, or did you do some poetic license?
First time I let my mother hear the song, she was like, "Wow, you took it easy on." You know, there's a lot of things that I left out just because it's better handled within family. Yeah. Well, it hasn't been handled at all yet, you know. But I felt, for me, it was important because I was meeting more people who were like, "Wow, you know, I'm mixed. This mixed with that, you know, there's a lot of people that are mixed in America or throughout the world that just there hasn't really been certain issues touched on, you know. And when it comes to songs that I'm talking about my life or my family and stuff, there's no mix and stuff that I make the words sound good, you know. I don't really put stories in there that's not true. And most of the time when I write it about family and friends, I get the okay from them out of the time if I'm going to put somebody's name in it or anything like that.
That's very respectable.
It took me the longest to write of any song I've ever written, because there are still some things between me and my father that are unresolved. But writing music is my therapy.
Yeah. I say, when it comes to fathers, I think
able to talk to people about shit. See, if I write it down and work through it first, you know.
Right. Yeah. I think when it comes to fathers, you kind of, among friends, because we all definitely have issues, especially among our fathers. So I really felt this song and where you were actually coming from, even though me and my dad don't have the same situations, but knowing that we not the only ones with this relationship that needs to be worked on later on, basically. So you're definitely not alone in that aspect. But there was a part of the song where you said, well, my favorite line out the whole song is, "Life ain't black and white, gotta be some gray areas." Love that. That's just to throw that out there. I love that line. Amazing.
It's just what it is.
It is. That's the truth. And I love the way you put it. But a question that I had, this is kind of crazy because Lord knows I don't want it to be true, but you actually said that your dad was looking at porn where the Klan was raping black women.
Fuck.
that was real life?
Yeah, all
fact. Bam.
That's crazy. And your mother is black, correct?
Yeah, my mother's black to the never war current process, black, like Afro black, like proud. You know?
Yeah. And this is what he was looking at.
That definitely was a serious mindset.
Had to be.
Yeah. Because that starts making you question, like you did in the song, you know, why are you really here? Because, you know, you are the product of him having a relationship with your mother. That will mess me up. Have you ever talked to your father about that aspect of it?
It'd be nice if there was. I think that in America as a whole, when we speak, it's funny, like right before I got on this call with y'all, I was seeing some meme that was talking about white privilege. And I think a lot of times people mistake white privilege for meaning that white
Without question.
I think that there even being a magazine that like that that existed ever, like rape period is wrong.
Yeah.
You know, but then to also add on the racial element of a racist terrorist organization like the Ku Klux Klan just shows not only the sickness of him for checking that shit out, but the sickness of a place that produced it as entertainment.
Word.
And entertainment for pleasure on top of that.
Word. The period interest, you know what I'm saying? That's just why.
It's just, I have nothing. Literally, I have nothing. Nothing. Like, I'm just. And trust me.
What's the next song?
Yeah, it takes a lot for me just to get to this point where I have nothing. Did we actually put Father's Day in?
Yeah.
I don't think we did.
Before
you play the song or whatever, like, you know, there definitely are points, I'm sure, in everyone's life. It doesn't even have to be a negative thing. When we're like, why the fuck am I here?
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And that was definitely one of those moments that I had from discovering this, you know? But I do think there's this saying, you know, Allah never gives us nothing that we can't handle.
Yes, never put more on you than you can bear.
And I'm sure, and it's in the church too. God never gives us nothing we can't handle. You know, and it's something that is through pretty much any space, you know, to show, to be a testament to your own strength. And if we can use whatever hardship it is, whatever mind fuck we go through, as a way to help other people who might not be able to express it or might not be able to convey it in a way that they even can work through on their own, or for people who have not experienced that to know that this exists. If we can do that, whether it be through music, a radio show, a painting, a lecture, good conversation with a stranger, whatever the case be, and then we found purpose in pain. And I think that that's what we're supposed to do with it.
Well said, brother.
See why I like him. Let's put on song about this thing.
Life in black and white. Yeah. Life in black and white. Happy Father's Day, Pop. And they say,
life is a wheel, and in the circle.
Listen, when I was young with a pad and a pencil, I grew and drew you as the examples of the evil that men do. Said to your only son he wouldn't be shit, and I spent most of my life really believing that shit. Now I wonder how I could be deceived that quick, cause up until that point you ain't teach me shit. I guess you ain't consider raising up a half a nigga, unable to relate to the world at odds with you. Had to rip your face out a couple of family pictures. Mom's doing alright, you know she ain't bitter. She even told me to take the time to sit and build with you. But it's been a minute, Pops, the fuck been up with you? Like father, like son, same temper and all. Similar downfalls, drowned out in alcohol. Around the time I got involved with the yes, yes, y'all, caught a vision and listened to the odd Hans call. Of course I wanted to know what you thought of it all, but instead of healing wounds, you chose to throw me salt, which brought our interactions to immediate halt. I remember hitting heavy bags, waiting to square off, wondering the thought that brought y'all to pair off. Were you truly love's deepest believer, or were you just passed down the lust of the master and overseer that left you struck with a severe case of jungle fever? See, the illest thing that these eyes done seen was the Klan raping a sister in your porn magazine. That's some impossible shit to ever wipe clean. Like I was just a mistake in your darkest wet dream. Seemed at some point she wasn't willing to deal. Treat her like the black sheep
put your family for real. Like race wasn't an issue until truth was revealed. I'm accused of taking shit I wouldn't have to steal. That's some ill shit to have on your mind at nine. Kinda hard to be colorblind when I'm hated for mine. But all of that never seemed to tarnish my shine. Till shorty said she was pregnant and swore it was mine. But that marriage, it ended in miscarriage. But wait for the scales that tipped me to savage. Me and mom started going at it over everything. Disrespecting her home, thinking I'm grown. Like why bother, I could father myself on my own. Against the laws of nature, but through time it's shown. No matter how wise or concrete my mother was planned, no woman by herself should have to raise no man. Especially one driven with a heart full of hate. All the fighting used to make her say she saw you in my face. So I'm guessing it's fate that brought me here to take care of ya. Life ain't black and white, gotta be some gray area. Sickness impairing ya, barely able to walk on your own. And just think, yo, I used to be scared of ya. And that's what makes all of this that much harder. Cause I'll always say honored our mother and father. And they say,
it is for real. Listen. And they say, y'all remember getting that call from you, Pa, when you was sick. And we hadn't spoken in some years. And you wanted me to take you to the hospital. You know I was staying like 40 minutes away. And part of me just didn't want to go. Part of me just wanted to let you just, whatever happened to you right there. But another part of me just had these questions, and I needed to speak to you. You know, this is what's been on my mind since what happened. You know, happy Father's Day, Pop.
I don't think you understand. Listen, how much this track makes me want to just call up my dad, like, look, Taryn, we got to get our stuff together. Like, we got to work this out. I am proud. We've jumped leaps and bounds from a couple of years ago. So
we come
a mighty long way. So I'm still working on it. But your music definitely does resonate with people and make me feel like, I mean, we got our stuff, but maybe it's not that bad. It's like, maybe it's not. So let's go ahead and work this out.
There's always somebody, you know?
Yeah. Let's see. Now, the next, just because I dropped that quote that you did about life in black and white and that there has to be some gray areas, you actually have a track called Gray Area that I want to go ahead and spin now because we definitely want to get
that. Do you think children is brought up to mix the black and white together? Do you know your horse won't mix when you're a cow? Your dog won't mix when you're home?
I don't believe in segregation. I believe in slavery.
My humble slice of Americana. I've been cut and stepped on with sex, liquor, and marijuana. Father chose bottle over the fan. Moms held it down with more jobs than you could count on your hand. Grandma had us in church all day, but saw God for the first time with pops and AA. Amen. Playing games with us one day, sober keychains. Before we back at the bar, hitting snow hard as a ski range. Finding me sane in them damn ink blotches. Got a longer wait than fans for Dre's detox ears. Back when Black Lords video KOs, I was naughty by nature, getting OPP like hey ho. One track mind, couldn't tell me nothing either. After that Spike D John was called Product of the Fever. Jungle Boy, always up in some trouble, boy. Even Miss Steven always trying to see double board.
You know, I mean, the whole is a complete double standard and a complete different experience that a certain element of this country gets, has the privilege of being treated like human beings. And other and the rest of us are not treated like human beings. Period.
It go. Hip hop, don't stop the body rock. Dropped school and kicked out my mama's spot. Got bills, streets was hot up in the melting pot. So my sex pistol pop, pop, the money shot. Never been a follower. I'm a philanthropist, philosopher, poet, and pornographer. Feds wanna bust me, pigs wanna cuff me, mullahs wanna shush me like Solomon Rushdie. Snakes gon' disgust me, the ways disgust me. But truth is, none of them could fuck with me, trust me. Made it this far despite all of the odds. If you can't believe in yourself, how you believing in God? I'm a man on a mission, on fact, no fiction. True to myself and all of my contradictions. Read the encryption where the moral to the story is. Life's only black and white when developing the negative. Life in black and white.
I really like that beat. It's so theatrical and in your face. I like that. So what?
That's the snow goons right there.
The snow goons?
Snow goons.
Snow goons.
Snow goons. I like that.
solo albums with M.O.P. and Onyx.
Oh, you actually work a lot with some legends, because don't think it goes without me seeing you actually did a track with Lord Jamar.
I just was gonna say, like, listening to your music, seeing how you do your thing, you kind of put me in the mind state of a Lord Jamar.
Yeah, nah, that's brand new,
man.
It's funny, and I tell him this shit all the time. He's probably tired of hearing me say the story, but the first record, my mother ever met me cool. My mother used to be on some, like, you can't listen to music with curses in it and stuff like that.
I think that was all our mothers at one point.
I played a lot of rock bar and needed the 5% off Brand New Beans and God Was Trust album.
Yeah.
And that was the first one that was the first record I didn't have to sneak. Like, all the music before that, off the hip hop shit, I had to go sneak that shit somewhere.
Word.
That was the first joint that my mother was like, yeah, you can bump that in the house.
Nice.
Yeah. But I was smart. I didn't play her like folks jump up to get beat down. And
yeah. You knew which ones to play.
You finessed that situation greatly.
Yeah. It was chess, not checkers when it came to that.
Absolutely.
So with Gray Area, this is one of your favorite tracks on this album?
Yeah, for all of my albums and mixtapes too, like the first song on it is usually the last one I do.
Word.
I look at mixtapes like a collection of essays and my albums like a novel.
Nice.
You know, so is you gotta have that right introduction.
Is that what you did with the with this most recent joint?
What you said?
Is that what you did with this most recent one?
Yeah. I mean, see, the thing is with three albums, Paradise Lost, Children of God, and like the Black and White, they all flow into one another.
Okay.
So where Prayer of a Sinner at the end of Paradise Lost, it leads into Best Time to Pray on Children of God, and there's an interlude at the end, a hidden track at the end of Children of God that's called Light in Black and White, and that leads into Gray Area.
Okay.
So it's kind of like that's my novel. Like I said, I was gonna do a trilogy, 3-part thing when I started like putting music out. So you know, it was meant to tell the story of not just my life, but how I came to the realizations that I've come to, both politically and communal wise, and that's why they all follow like the supreme mathematics, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, and that's what all three are about.
Right.
I like that a lot.
It sets the tone off the top. I like it. That's how you start albums, in my opinion.
Yes, like people don't actually put thought into albums anymore. I feel like it's just single. They're out for their next single. Nobody's looking at the big picture anymore. I guess that's like a contemporary hip hop heads way of thinking now, I suppose, because we grew up in a different era where people actually put thought behind projects.
A project versus a bunch of songs.
Yeah. It's a bunch of songs.
The difference now, I think, just has to do with how it's sold. You know, being that people can buy a single off of an album, you know, through iTunes or Spotify or whatever, they don't have to buy an entire project. So sometimes I think, you know, it's just the business aspect of anything where that's just what kind of moves the music instead of the music moving the business. Mm-hmm. Because back in the day, you had to pick up a full album, because when people were buying stuff on CD or people were buying tapes or even further back when people were just buying vinyl, you had to listen to that whole thing if you bought it. If you throw something more in, you're like, damn.
Back on the one,
you had to fast forward, rewind.
You had to listen to the whole tape. The whole tape needed to be good.
Exactly. Because that rewind, fast forward, you got to be ill with it to get it just right.
For real.
Hey, I'm an 80s, babies, 90s kid, so I was definitely in the mix of all three.
I was right there.
I had a record player, I had a CD player, and I had a tape player, so my car had a tape. Yeah, it did. So we gonna put on that. Only God can judge me.
Peace, peace. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you happen to be. Raise your glasses towards the sky right now. I'd like to propose a toast. Then love me for champagne for all my real friends. And real pain for all my sham friends. Fuck those names. I'd rather you hate me for who I am than love me for who I ain't. And I've been up in too much sin to claim to be no saint. Hate me, you love me, only God judge me. Hate me, you love me, only God judge me. Hate me, you love me, only God judge me. Hate me, you love me, only God judge me.
Every shame got a past, every sinner got a story. No honor for the judge, middle finger to the jury. Been through more than 40 days and nights in purgatory. Got me calling for the Lord, but walking with my weapon on me. I don't fit in categories and boxes. To be popped, too ratchet to be conscious. Truth hurts, the fact is I'm brutally honest. If it ain't about the dollars, got no time for the nonsense. Just let the good signs roll. Keep that ball, diddy ball, bullshit on hold. Here's a little story that must be told. We want change, but prefer it in the type that folds. So, good golly, Miss Molly. Seem like everybody dropping dead in the party. All I need, my spliff and my fifth of Bacardi. If I could dodge cops, fuck, I care about Papa.
I'd rather you hate me God for who I am than love me for who I ain't. And I've been up in too much sin to claim to be no saint.
Hate me, you love me, only God judge me. Hate me, you love me, only God judge me. Hate me, you love me, only God judge me. Hate me, you love me, only God judge me.
Oh, shit, you talk about me, I'm that plus more. Number one reason I don't give two fucks for. Snake saboteurs, agent provocateurs. If I was you, I'd hate you, I'd do so much more. Bank this album off of Dole Entertainment. American gigolo, the flows are X-rated. Feel some type of weight, got something to spill. Fucking, I ain't seen your name on not none of my bills. Everybody say they love you when you just a nobody. But soon as you blow up, you part of Illuminati. Married to the game, all my fam through rights. But now the honeymoon's over, so it's breakup fights. The rap is twisted and beyond run through. Fucked over to the point, no more holes to screw. So much fake love, no one know what to do. Glad I stayed in porn, at least you know who's fucking
I'd rather you hate me true for who I am than love me for who I ain't. And I've been up in too much sin claim to be no saint.
Hate me, you love me, only God judge me. Hate me, you love me, only God judge me. Hate me, you love me, only God judge me. Hate me, you love me, only God judge me.
My check took two on two. Just cut the check, let me do what I do. My check took two on two. Just cut the check, let me do what I do. Every thing in this world is not what it seems. Half black, half white, but all that matters is green. Can't stay clean out here in dirty jerseys. And I've been getting it in since the bees and the birds swerve. I'm right back at it, on the road to the riches. I just dipped through traffic, allergic to being broke down. Right asthmatic, but money cure anything. You can go ask magic. Enough is never enough. Life's a bitch, but trust, I ain't breaking it up. I'll make up sex, keep us both laced up. Figure I can get some sleep once my wallet wake up.
What? You hate me for who I am, then love me for who I ain't. And I've been up in too much sin to claim to be no saint, but what they say.
Alright, I just think this is a good segue to introduce your other side. Actually, I remember when I actually sat down and had this conversation with Bishop, I saw it in his face that he was trying to see, well, what is this music sounding like? I was like trying to just describe it, and people we knew, I was like, well, guess what, he's an adult entertainer as well. And it was just kind of he was trying to put it all together.
Keeping it in the house, it made me a little uncomfortable, you know what I'm saying? I was like, hold on now, I'm real nigga now, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, you know, once I heard the music, I was like, alright, well, you know, he's multifaceted individual.
Yes, he is.
We all like done made a video here or there. I just ain't got never got paid for none of mine, you know. I'm small time.
So
but
it's funny, I think a lot of times when people find out that I do adult entertainment from the music world, they're just like, what? And then if people find out I do music in the adult entertainment world, they're all like, what?
Yeah.
You know, it's just kind of like, how does that work? And then, especially
You're not, what's that man, Humper? No, Brian Thumper?
B-Pumper, Brian Pumper.
Yeah, you ain't doing no music like that.
It definitely makes me like, okay, so there's some depth there. And I think it's good, though, because it's funny. I know a lot of people in the adult entertainment business that have degrees that are some of the most intelligent people you'll ever meet, you know? But I think that people just have this perception that anyone who works as a stripper or in porn or whatever the case be, and even if you're just like an Instagram model, then you have absolutely no nothing in between your ears. Which, in most cases, we're talking about people who found a way to use, you know, whatever gifts they've been given as a way to use it and make money and eat off of it. So, you know, you gotta have some kind of intelligence to
learn it that. Is.
So, how... when did this happen? What made you say, all right, I'm going to stick my foot into the adult entertainment business?
He stuck more than his foot in it.
Oh, he did stick more than that foot in it. Good gracious. I was not prepared. I blushed. I'm not going to lie. I blushed the first time I saw a pic. I said, oh my. I had to fan myself a bit. I was like, I can't look at him like this. He's a rapper. But then I was like, fuck it, I'm going to look. Oh shit.
Oh, you got this.
I mean, it's something I actually did before I ever put out a record. You know, I've been involved in the adult entertainment industry since I was 18 years old.
Oh.
I used money that I made from it to actually put myself in the studio.
Where?
Start recording.
Hustling.
You know, it's for me, just kind of like how Life winds up crazy sometimes. I needed money fast when I was younger, and I got introduced to a school friend. She wanted to do some photography work, and she didn't want to work with any kind of random guy. So you know, I used to deal back in the day. She was like, "Oh yeah, so why don't you do this? I know you'd be up for it. Do it." And I made a good amount of money without having to stand out on the corner, you know, without having to worry about police or somebody sticking me up or guns going off and all that kind of stuff. I was like, this is way better hustle for me.
Word.
Makes sense.
Hey, if I could make money doing it, believe me, I would.
And then, but I had left the business for a few years because I was actually doing work in a school, and, you know, a lot of people would not understand that at all. It was more important to me at the time. I mean, still very important to me, but at the time I had a job and I was working for the Urban League. I was teaching chess, creative writing after school, so I just left the business alone for a while. And then, unfortunately, the program I was working for got cut. So it put me back in a situation, and I had a homegirl who was looking for a dancer for a birthday party. So I was like, sure, I'll do it. You know, and then I actually connected with Jet Set and Jasmine, and we started our own company. We do fantasy flight parties all over the country, bachelorette, couples, birthday, divorce parties, just because you deserve to have a good time parties, things like that. And we actually bring a good time, but also make sure that
now let me tell you.
People are gonna learn, you know, like work with couples on helping them have better sex lives and more enjoyable.
But we at Bang That Radio like to help the people, and it sounds like y'all doing the same thing, helping them enjoy themselves, whatever the situation is. We always are full support of that.
Oh yes, for many years. You understand? A couple years ago, my friends got together and they asked me, because you know how I get on my. Fuck my birthday, I don't care. Don't nobody want to do nothing for my birthday. I just ain't going to do nothing. So, his picture happened just to pop up on my timeline. And I was like, I can have a fantasy party. So, I took your advice. I tagged all my friends. I said, this is what I want for my birthday. And they were like, I don't think we can afford him. So, for the last 2 years, they've been saving up for my flight party.
It's going to happen. Soon, this year, or this year.
They might be this year. They might have it saved up this year. Because they were like, they just looked at him. They're like, I don't think I can afford him. We all budgets. So, about how can people, do you customize these flight parties? Or Are they all like one size fits all in a way?
I tell people like this: when you want to go on a vacation where you know where you want to go, but you got to hire an airline to get you there.
You are correct.
You know, we're your pilot. We can make your party happen however you want it. You know, like some people are like, you know what, I want to do a BDSM themed party, but me and none of my people have never done anything like that before. So how do we make it happen? That's where we come in.
So
that's why we call it Statistics Life, because we're gonna take you there. We're gonna make sure that that energy happens to you.
So what is it actually that happens at said parties?
Well, the core of the party is we do a lot of different exploration games. Jasmine teaches either pole dancing or does stiletto fitness, so showing different ways to strengthen your body, different ways to strengthen your sexual being. I do erotic touch massages. We do Q&A. We teach people how to use bondage and restraint, different kinds of sex furniture like the door swing, or all kinds of different positions and demonstrations that are done.
Oh, so we're talking about the 50 Shades of Grey.
Some performances. It's honestly a party like none other.
Sounds dope.
Oh, and while we're on the swings, harnesses, and bondage items, you do also sell those on your website, correct?
Yes, we do. If you go to jetsetandjasmine.com, you can find pretty much anything you will need to make your night unforgettable.
And I just so happened to have seen, don't judge me, bitch, I see your face.
Your face
is just as straight. What you see over there? I saw the swing. They got this swing that you can put on like any door and it won't mess up the door. It's like you can take it to the hotel and you can just, it's like this little cuff thingy and it holds up to like 300 to 350 pounds. And you kind of just put your arms and your legs. Yeah, I was looking.
And the swing.
Yeah, it's a door swing. And you won't fuck up your door frame. That's something that I think I might get. Sorry, Mama, you weren't supposed to hear that. Anyway, so you also have your actual films that's available. I saw that you got to have like a membership. This is a couple of months ago. Tell me how you can get these films, because I've seen clips and I tell you, they worth purchasing. I mean, if you out here buying Joe Blow sausage head, you might as well get some fine man that you actually know and can reach out and say, yes, push that like button. Yes. And I'll push that like button a couple of times. Yes. How can we get these films?
You can go to mobilefishxxx.com and purchase clips there, or also on the Just Getting Jasmine site. You do have a membership where people can get clips that we produce, that we star in, that we direct. We do customized clips for people. It's kind of like what I say in Mile High Club. It's a renaissance for the art of making love. We're trying to show that, you know, not all porn needs to be shot from the same angle. It doesn't all need to be really bad actors ordering the same pizza over and over again. There are a whole lot of different ways to make love. There are a whole lot of different ways to make love and use it as a form of entertainment. And there also are not a lot of positive images of black love, whether it be in adult entertainment or just entertainment in general across the board. But especially in the adult aspect, you know, we always are put into certain stereotypes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, black men and black women are fetishized instead of being with fetish human beings.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, you know, this is something that we're working on really strongly to try and show we can engage in whatever fetishes we want and whatever kinds of freaky, kinky behavior as
And you know what I like about Jasmine? See, I do my research before I talk to people. You know what I like about Jasmine? She's actually has a background in therapy.
Yes.
So she's just not out here.
See,
that's what I'm. See, she don't even know I'm giving her air five all over here. You better do it, chick. I love it. That's why I definitely try to support you guys, because it's not just like you're out here. You're out here trying to educate and be all sensual and stuff. So, speaking of you and Miss Jasmine, are y'all in a relationship? Because I see that y'all work together very closely.
Yes, very, very closely. That's my partner right there.
Well said.
Oh, I was going to ask, because I was like, does that make it hard to have relationships, or, you know, how do you pick the people that you actually entertain with, or do you just entertain with Jasmine?
Well, I mean, I think I don't see it as hard. I think whenever you're with somebody, or somebody's with you, and you're in a relationship, they can either accept you for who you are, or they can keep it moving.
You said that.
If a man is coming to be in a relationship with you, and he's like, "Girl, I don't like that you're spending all this time interviewing people on the radio," you're gonna be like, "All right, well, then I guess you just gonna have to catch my show and not catch me, right?"
I'm gonna say you got the right one on that one, because I don't put up with the bullshit. We were just talking about that. I don't deal with the bullshit at all.
Well, I mean, it's the same exact thing. You know, it's funny. Like, I'll get women who hit me up every now and again on some, like, trying to save me from my work.
Save you?
Which, I gotta make, like, a reverse Project Pat song for them. Like, you don't want to be saved. You need a
fuck. Don't save me.
Stop trying. I don't want to be saved.
We'll directly hit me up on some, like, oh, you don't do that anymore. We should be together like that. But one, I don't know you. And two, if you knew me, you would know this is what I'm passionate about. This is what I love to do. So why would you ever want to take someone away from what they're passionate about?
The internet has made people so fucking bold to just make judgments on people. Is ridiculous, because they got a screen to hide behind. Trust me, you're not alone. I've been hit up on some craziness too, but I quickly put them in their place. I bet they don't hit me no more. And nothing goes down in my DM.
Nothing going down.
Nothing goes down in my DM. I put them straight real quick. I hate that you even have to deal. I can see that happening to you. But what trips me out about that whole situation is they had to lust over you prior to hitting that button, or they wouldn't want to save you. They look first. That's all I'm saying. You had to look to hit the button. So why are you on my page?
Yeah,
nah,
I dig it.
So
to me, you know, I think when you find the right person, no matter what the situation is, the relationship is right. If it's the wrong person, it won't be right. And all relationships require work, but...
You said that.
You know, if someone's trying to change you, then you need them to go find the person they're trying to change you into. If it's not worth their time or my time, you know.
Work. See, where were you about 15 minutes ago? See, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I should have just put it that way. That was so more mature than what I had said. But okay. Yeah, I had a whole little situation before I hit the studio, because I had to go, and you know, people want to throw temper tantrums and stuff. It's okay. We don't care. So it's 529 positions and moves in the Kama Sutra. How many have you tried?
I lost count a while ago.
So which one is your favorite?
Depends on the time, the moment, and who I'm with, to be honest with you. Like, that's why I said in the song, man, you can't choose just one.
I love it. In order for you to maintain such a healthy sexual appetite, you have to be fit. And I would be lying to you if I said I did not see the growth and difference between Broke and Proud and the Life in Black and White. Just your body, physique. I'm not saying you didn't look nice then, but you just kind of cut it up, or maybe you were hiding it.
So you're working out.
He been working out. But well, I noticed.
I'll keep it 100 with you. You know, during the time of Broke and Proud and all that, I was still smoking a cigarette. I wasn't eating clean. I definitely wasn't anywhere close to being as healthy as I am now. So it's kind of like, I feel that some of my friends that have taken this journey with me too, like, I quit cigarettes in 2007, 2008, something like that, and really, really got on my fitness thing. I mean, I've been boxing since I was a kid, but I was actually in a bar in Colorado, and this dude basically called me a nigga and took a swing at me.
Lies!
Yeah, so I slipped it, I knocked his ass out, caught a charge in Colorado.
Lies!
It was kind of crazy, but that situation just put me on my square, like, you don't ever know when it's going to happen or when it's going to come, so you should just always be ready for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, and part of that being is, you know, not putting poison into your body. Not to say I don't have a drink every now and then or something like that, but cigarettes kill you faster than anything.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's weird.
You know, it takes away your breath, and you need that breath for a whole lot of things.
Exactly.
And it's funny, my dude, see,
need that breath for life.
Like, yo, your breath control is crazy. Imagine if you quit smoking cigarettes. I was like,
Because you were hitting the little Herbie. It's a Herbie. It's the hitting bag that you go up there like this.
The speed bag.
That's not a speed bag. It's called a Herpy. It's got an H name to it. The speed bag. I swear.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite thing in the world.
He did it in like a button down. He was just like, when I did it, I never got the rhythm when I was kickboxing. So I kept hitting my arm. And I just, matter of fact, I was frustrated after I came from kickboxing. You didn't see me after it. And his video was up. He just in there with a button down all just going like this. Like he...
Speed bag.
You got amazing control, because that thing is not easy, but you made it look so easy. The next day, I was like, I got this. Yeah, no, I did not got that. I tried kickboxing for a while, and it just I sucked at the hand. I did good at the kicking, but the hand part, you got amazing
kicking,
control.
But not so much at the boxing.
Yeah, the boxing I ain't had, but I can kick the dog shit out of somebody. But I got that good sock control.
The thing about the feedback is, you know, the rhythm of it, for me, is like meditation.
Because
you have to focus on the bag. If you're thinking about, I don't know, work you got to do, your laundry, I don't know, a million other things that's coming into your head, you know, you're not focused on what you need to be doing. And then just listening to the bag, once that shit starts working, once it starts drumming and all of that, for me, it's just, that's all I think of. I just listen to it, and I don't know, I find it as a way to really be able to relax, in a sense.
Why weren't you my coach? Like, why you gotta be so far away? Because my coach gave me none of that. He just said, stop hitting your hand. That helped none. That helped none. But speaking of, you do have a gym, don't you? Huh?
Mobile training.
You're not going mobile to North Carolina, are you? Look, that'd be way out my budget. You're not going to come to North Carolina, are you? If so, let me start saving my pennies now.
I mean, we actually have done some parties in North Carolina before, so we're there every now and again. Just let me know.
Ooh, I just had an idea. Not going to say it because we're on air, but I just had an idea. We going to link up. I just had a wonderful idea. I'll tell you when we off air, but we can make that happen.
Right.
We can make it a whole event. We can make that happen. I just thought about it, and I know a lot of nasty ladies.
The nasty ladies.
they definitely will be entertained. Are you not entertained?
The nasty ass.
Don't you nasty ass them on the air. You nasty ass them myself. But you do have your own gym too. Where's your gym located? Because you're a personal trainer, or do you just own the gym?
I do personal training. I teach boxing classes. I got a boxing class tonight as well. We're based in Palm Harbor, Florida.
Oh.
And right next to Clearwater, we do everything. It's a fitness studio, so we have some free weights. You know, we don't have any machines. We use body weight. I train because I have been joining the gym until very late in life. I just work out in the street and in the park. So there's a whole lot of exercises that you can do to get people right without ever having to use any kind of crazy machines or anything like that.
I saw you.
We don't have,
he did chin ups.
Different dance programs like Zumba, cardio funk, also choreography classes. We have taekwondo for kids at the gym. We have yoga, Pilates, and then what we created, Spirit Stiletto.
Really? I was sitting over here trying to get it because I look at the mic bar and I see it in my head. You were doing chin-ups on a light. That's what it was, on a light. Number one, how tall are you? How did you get up there? On a light.
I've always been part of the monkey or something. I don't know. Like, I love to climb things and I got hops. That's probably how I got up there.
Yeah, because you were just going like, he was just like this, 1, 2, 3, like it was nothing. And I'm sitting up there like, I still would probably be on the ground because I can't get up there. I gotta do something about this upper body strength. It sucks, yo. It sucks. I'm working on it. Not really. Well, so throughout this interview, we have played all your tracks. What is something that you would like to leave your fans with? What would you want them to know about you that they may not know as of right now?
Whenever I see them, I speak out in them. Mm. You know, I think that that's the one thing that we forget. We try to separate God from ourselves. We try to find whatever is wrong with us. We look at ourselves in all the most negative ways, but it's the Almighty, whatever faith you believe in. I don't even try to get into all that kind of stuff, but whatever faith you believe in, or even if you just believe in science, whatever it took to create you and make this universe that we live in is inside you as well. So, you know, keep pushing and moving forward and don't let the negativity pull you down.
He's so deep on so many levels. And thank you so much, just from your female fans point of view as well, for everything that you do. And I'll just leave it at that, and I'll let the fans go find the videos, and we'll definitely put links on the app, and we're going to update the website as well.
Just watch out with some of those links. You got to warn them ahead of time. You might be looking for some rap stuff and wind up in a whole different rap hole, you know.
It's 18 and up to open it up.
I'll definitely have everything spaced out into different, I might just do it on two separate posts. Hey, you're getting a little bit of everything. I don't update the app that much, so they'll love that. Well, I want to certainly thank you so much for coming on the Maynette Show and speaking with us today. So do me a favor and give the people your links on how to get in contact with you.
All right. You can find me at HasanSalam.com. That's HasanSalam. Same spelling on all social media for all of my music and political and activism work. And then if you're looking for the adult stuff, it's King the Wall, KING. NOIRE on all platforms as well. And check out jetsettingjasmine.com and royalfetishxxx.com.
And book you a party today. I know I'm about to book one. I might just have to pay for it myself and let them pay me back, because I need to see what's going on in this party. Oh, and one thing I did not ask you that I do want to know. So the parties are open for like men and women?
Yeah, okay. We do co-ed parties.
Have one.
It's kind of like however
said that, that's a wonderful way to end the show. You know where you can find us. Baynet Show on everything. Baynet Radio on everything. We definitely will be back with more music, more interviews, and more EJ and KB, of course. Thank you so much for tuning in. We out.
Bang, bang.
I enjoyed this entertainment. Yeah, this time. Yeah.
She made Ozzy Rains. Big L straight on the beat. Hey, DJ Yass, man. Tell Journey to make sure she has my 6 whole bars of cream whip hazelnut milk chocolate when I get to NC, man. That's my favorite. Yo. Yeah, we gon' take you back and we gon' bring you forward. We need to hear you say just bang that forest. I know that it was fresh, but that ain't the chorus. Whack radio, we came to end the shortage. You need this here, so you better support it. Got DJ Yachts in the Emperor's Journey. Perpetrators rolling out on a gurney. Lights out, better come correct when you step in the south. OZY, he be making you shout. Illustrate, make it bang, so you bang to the bang to bang to